And with us this morning, of course, Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins and Life and Taxes. And, you know, why are we worrying about taxes? It's June.
Got to worry about taxes all year round, Lockwood. And today we want to focus in on one specific element of the tax code. It's affectionately known as the kiddie tax, and it affects children who are under the age of 19 or full-time students under the age of 24. And there was a change in the Tax Cut and Job Act that was passed as to how the kiddie tax is calculated. And I think it'll be surprising to some of our listeners out there, and also, you know, is affects estate planning decisions when you're talking about leaving inherited money to children under the age of 19 or full-time students under the age of 24.
Okay, let's talk quick question here. With the new tax laws, the issue of taking all of these deductions and itemizing those deductions, did that eliminate any of the benefit of some of these, such as these kiddie taxes?
Yeah, so the kiddie tax, Lockwood, is basically just a concern that Congress had back in 1986 when they implemented this procedure about shifting income, income-producing assets to children with lower tax rates.
Gotcha.
So, you know, the hypothetical here is we have a wealthy father who has a piece of equipment, and then what the father does is he just gives the equipment to the child, and then the child leases the equipment back to the father.
Right.
And let's just say, hypothetically, in this, it's about $10,000 is the lease amount.
Uh-huh.
Well, what happens there, Lockwood, is the father would get a deduction for the $10,000, the amount of the lease. And then the child would pay tax on the $10,000 received.
Based on their income.
Exactly. So what happens there is that if this were to play out with no kiddie tax penalty, you know, the deduction's going to be worth, at the top marginal rate, $3,500 for the father, while the child would pay tax at about a 10% rate, so $1,000. That's a net gain of $2,500 of tax incentive to do some type of things. It's a tax savings of $2,500. So the kiddie tax kicks in and basically just says the child pays tax on unearned income at the parent's tax rate. That's what the law was.
Right.
So that takes away that $2,500 incentive to do this, because once that lease is made, instead of the child paying a 10% tax rate on that income, the child would pay the rate at the dad's rate, which is 35%. That means there's no reason to do that type of transaction.
I always thought that, that basically, as long as the child lived with the family and was basically the responsibility of the family, everybody was taxed appropriately. That, in other words, that child's tax in taxable rate was the same as the family.
Yeah, and just bear in mind here, we're talking about unearned income.
Right.
So a little bit different. Those people that are out there thinking, well, my son or daughter is going and has a summer job, for instance, those are wages. Those are earned income.
Wages,
what we're talking about here is unearned income.
Right.
And what the Tax Cut and Jobs Act did was, is they said, well, look, you know, this trying to figure out what the parents' tax rate is and splitting off earned income, unearned income, and then having to you know, have two different rates, it's difficult. Why don't we just make it a uniform rate? And so what they've done in the Tax Cut and Jobs Act is say that children pay taxes on unearned income at the levels of trusts and estates. And so the trusts and estates brackets are very compressed, Lockwood, and you actually hit the top marginal rate at $12,750.
Wow.
Yeah. And this is opposed to an individual who hits the top tax rate at $479,000. So, you know, this is very, very penal for the children.
Very punitive.
Punitive. That's exactly right. And so we've got a couple of examples of what I would call unintended consequences that have been pointed out by a couple of publications regarding this new way to calculate the kiddie tax. The Wall Street Journal points out that children of active duty service members who were killed in action who receive benefits now, they're Gold Star families, basically.
Right.
They're taxed at the top marginal rate. Because think about it. These benefits that are received by these children, unearned income, they hit the top rate at $12,000. Therefore, anything over $12,000, they're paying 35%.
Yeah.
So.
Whoa.
So that is a big problem. Another problem is, and this was pointed out by the New York Times, low-income college students. Uh-huh. You get a scholarship. Okay, if qualified scholarships aren't taxable. That's for tuition, fees, books, supplies, and equipment like computers.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you're using scholarship money to pay for housing expenses? That's a taxable scholarship. And you all of a sudden you hit above $12,000 for some of these institutions, some of these places you're living, New York City, places like that. Well, guess what? You're paying 35% of that scholarship due to this new regulation. It doesn't matter what your parents' rate is. It matters what the trust and estate's tax rate is.
I don't know the structure, for example, of a Morehead scholarship and how much portion of that goes to actual supplies, but also it does go to living expenses. Yeah. And by the way, the Morehead scholarship is worth roughly $40,000 to $50,000 per year.
Correct, yeah. So you've got issues there with what is so the money being paid
so
for.
So here's a student who does well, mm-hmm. gets a scholarship, mm-hmm. They're going to pay tax on 35% or thereabouts yeah. on $50,000.
Potentially, you know, some of that's going to be for tuition and books and supplies.
But still,
but some of it's not.
But let's just cut it in half. Let's say it's 20,000.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. They're looking at $7,000 in taxes.
Potentially, yes.
If my math is right.
That's right. And here's the big thing that I would say is those are a couple of prime examples of unintended consequences. What about that grandparent out there that wants to leave money to their grandchildren, and they leave, let's say, in an IRA, and it's an inherited IRA, and that money's being slowly pulled out over the child's life expectancy, okay? They pull out $12,000.
All right.
Guess what, Lockwood?
They're
paying 35% tax on that money.
All right.
So is it a good idea to maybe not skip the child generation?
No. Here's a quick question. We're going to come to a break here. My question is there any action that you can take to ameliorate this?
Yeah, so I mean, the big thing is that planning, this is a planning opportunity, and it's something that needs to be addressed, and that's certainly Harvell and Collins what we can do with your estate plan.
And by the way, this is immediate right now. This
correct,
is underway.
In effect right now.
We're talking with Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins Life and Taxes. By the way, if you want to get more information, let me just suggest you give him a call. 252 area code 726-9050. That's 726-9050. By the way, it's 1107 Bridges Street in Morehead City. Or you can go online. You can contact Andrew at A Foster at Harvell and Collins. Spell out the word and, harvellandcollins.com. That's Andrew Foster, Harvell and Collins, Life and Taxes. Andrew, thanks for being with us.